It was on a lovely spring morning, and when I'm up, the sunlight dancing here and there, its beauty seemed to mock my sadness.
At length, the venue master, who was to offer us for sale like sheep or cattle, arrived and asked my mother which was the eldest. She said nothing, but pointed to me.
My master, whose restless craving, vicious nature, roved about day and night seeking whom to devour.
I was soon surrounded by strange men who examined and handled me in the same manner that a butcher would a calf or a lamb he was about to purchase.
My master had just left me with stinging, scorching words, words that scathed ear and brain like fire.
He talked about my shape and size in light words, as if I could no more understand their meaning than the dumb beasts.
It was on a lovely spring morning, and when I'm up, the sunlight dancing here and there, its beauty seemed to mock my sadness. I forgot that in the land of my birth, the shadows are too dense for light to penetrate.
You wanted to see me, Blaine?
Yes. Come in, Dana. Shut the door, will you?
Sure.
Sit down.
I'm all right standing.
What?
Are you okay, Blaine?
Yes, I'm fine. Sit. I mean, stand if you'd like. Whatever. Dana, the economy's hit a rough spot lately. Almost every e-business has suffered major setbacks. Our own stock here at INEX is below $1 a share. I myself have lost thousands of dollars the last few months on my employee options. It's gotten brutal out there.
You're firing me?
Look, Dana, we have to be realistic. It seems like you work here full time, but in reality, you're classified as a temp.
I do a good job for INEX. A damn fine job.
I'm not arguing with that, Dana, but there are other considerations.
What other considerations?
When times are hard, the first to go will have to be those who got special consideration in the first place.
Special consideration?
You know what I mean, Dana.
Special consideration because I'm a woman? And black?
I did not say that.
But you meant it.
Of course not. INEX fully supports the hiring of women and minorities in every area of our operations. Dana, I'm going to have to ask you to remove all personal items from your desk. Jim over in security will collect your swipe badge and escort you out of the rear service entrance when you leave this afternoon.
No 2 weeks' notice? No severance pay?
As far as INEX is concerned, Dana, you never worked here in the first place.
We've got to sue those bastards, Dana. We just got to sue their pants off.
That would be a waste of what money we have, darling. They've got their legal rights down cold. I was just a temp, not a real employee.
I can't believe it. This can't happen in America. Not in this day and age.
You mean it shouldn't happen? It has.
Damn it, we have to do something.
Kevin, I told you there were drawbacks to marrying a black woman. This is one of them.
This isn't the Stone Age, Dana.
Well, I guess not.
They were complete idiots for letting you go.
Of course they were. Listen, how was your day, sweetie?
Oh, tough. Harriet was out, so I had to take her 7th period history class. We were supposed to talk about the laying of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad line, but we had to get through 5 minutes of Snickers every time I said B and O.
For body odor? That's quite a stretch.
And the 9th graders sure think they're some darn hilarious initials. Dana, we really got to make those bastards pay.
We can talk about it later. Hey, I got Chinese on the way home.
Mugu Gai Pan?
Your favorite. And some Szechuan bean curd for me. I'm just going to get another job, Kevin. A good one. That's all I can do.
I know you will. You're the toughest little cookie I know, Dana.
Is that why you married me?
Not for the tough part. For the cookie part.
Well, this tough little cookie needs some warming up right now. Come here and kiss me.
You got it. Tough and sweet. Hey, is that bottle of good wine Jamal gave us for our anniversary still in the pantry?
I thought we were saving it for something... something special.
There's nothing more special than Mugu Gai Pan. I'll just go and get it.
Yeah, get the wine.
Are you all right?
I don't know, I feel kind of...
kind of what?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Somebody calling for help.
I didn't hear anything, Dana. Dana, what's going on?
I feel really strange, Kevin. Like water in a drain.
Dana, something's happening to you. What is it?
It's like all my blood is rushing somewhere.
Dana?
Somewhere else!
Dana, I can see the wall through your body.
Rufus! You get back here! Rufus!
It's like my heart is beating in two different places at once!
Mama! I'm drowning! Mama! Mama!
Dana? Where are you?
Mama! Save me!
Dana!
Kevin! I'm falling!
I can't hold my head up no more. I can't do it.
Oh, Lord, I can't swim. I can't swim, honey.
Mama, come here.
Grab hold of me, little boy.
Who are you?
Never mind, I'll get you. Can you get a hold?
All right.
That's right. Put your arms around my neck. That's right. That's right, yes. That's it. Let's swim to shore. Hang on. Little boy, are you hanging on?
Yes. But you should call me Master.
What? Here we are. Here we are.
Oh, Rufus. Rufus, I told you not to go in that river. Hand him here. Hand him up to me, girl.
Here he is. I'm all right, Mama.
Rufus. Rufus, Rufus, oh my gracious. Yonder comes your father. He's going to tan you alive. You might have been killed.
I might have, Mama. But that nigger girl saved me.
I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't use that word. I'd rather you call
me... What was this girl doing with my son, Margaret?
I don't know. I turned my back for half a second, and there he was out in the river with that girl.
The boy was drowning in the river.
I guess she carried him out there.
Of course I didn't carry him. I didn't take him out into the water.
I didn't ask you anything, girl. Keep your damn mouth shut until you're spoken to.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! You kicked me!
I'm going to do more than kick you in that mouth, girl. I told you to keep it shut.
Dad, don't shoot that nigger girl. She didn't do nothing.
Oh, my God! I didn't do anything wrong! Dad, shoot me!
You're damn right, nigga. Messing with my boy, you're damn right about that.
Run! Please! Don't! Don't!
Dana!
Kevin! What happened?
Oh, my God! You're soaking wet!
He beat women as well as men. Beat women just like men. Beat women naked and wash them down in brine. Sometimes they beat them so bad they just couldn't stand it. And they run away to the woods. If you get in the woods, they couldn't get you. You can hide in people's slippies underneath. Then he'd call you every day. After a while, he'd tell one of the colored foremen to tell you to come on back. He ain't gonna beat you no more. The foreman gets you to come back, and he beats you to death again. Elizabeth Sparks.
Here's coffee. You've got dry clothes. Are you warm enough?
I am now.
How's that That bruise.
Bounties helps.
Okay. Okay, then. Okay. What the hell just happened, Dana?
It was like I said. As if my heart were beating in two places at once. I was here, and then I was there.
In a river, rescuing a drowning child.
Huh? A young boy. He couldn't have been more than 5 or 6.
And his mother was running up and down the riverbank in a big dress.
Yes. She was white. So was the boy. So was the father.
Okay, I'm not sure why that matters.
Because the little boy called me a nigger girl, and the man called me that just before he was pulling the trigger on a shotgun, Kevin. He kicked me in the face!
Oh, this is crazy, Dana. Just crazy. Do you think you could be hallucinating? I mean, after what happened at the office today.
Kevin! I disappeared in front of your eyes, did I not?
That you did.
Oh, it's all insane. But it was real. I swear, Kevin, I felt that little boy's arms around my neck. I'm exhausted from swimming against the current with him hanging on to me. I'm so tired. I just want to get some rest. Oh, no.
What is it?
It's happening again.
Oh, hell. You're right.
No, Kevin, don't let it take me.
I can't reach you.
Don't let it pull me away.
You're fading, Dana.
Oh, God. I can't reach you in time. I can't touch you. I don't want to go back there. They're going to shoot me.
Mr. Rufus, you all right?
Oh, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. It hurts so much.
What do you want me to do?
Hello? Hello there.
What? Who?
What's happened here?
Mr. Rufus took out Mr. Whalen's horse without his daddy knowing it, and it fell off. Now he's gonna die.
Is that so? Let's have a look.
Nothing ever hurts so bad as this. Where's old Chestnut, Nigel?
He done run off.
Oh, at least I'll die before Daddy whips the tar out of me for losing his horse.
Let me see now. Do you always run around barefoot?
Just in the summertime. Oh, kajiminy, it hurts.
Move your toes.
What?
Wiggle them.
Okay.
You're going to be all right. You there, what's your name?
Nigel.
Do you know this boy's parents?
Sure I do. I belongs to him.
Do they have a telephone?
A what?
To call for an ambulance.
I don't know what you're saying for me to do, or I do it.
Just go and get this boy's parents, right now.
Yes, sir.
I know you. I'm Rufus.
I met someone else with your name not long ago. Maybe a relative of yours or something. You look a lot like him, but older.
You that nigger girl saved me from drowning.
I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't call me that. This is the second time today's...
What?
No. You can't be him.
Who?
The boy I saved from the river.
Of course I am. I remember it was you. Ain't no use lying like a nigger about it.
I told you, don't call me that.
Call you what?
Nigger. Or girl either, for that matter.
What should I call you?
Dana.
How come you to be dressed like a man?
I'm not.
Yes, you are, wearing pants and all.
Women wear pants where I come from.
Where's that?
Baltimore.
Oh. I never been there yet.
Where am I anyway?
I mean, you're still in Maryland, in case you was thinking you done got away. You still got some running to do.
What are you talking about? And where in Maryland?
Nearest town's Easton.
Easton? I'm supposed to have relatives in Easton. Or once I did. It can't be the same place, though.
Are you sure I'm not gonna die?
Pretty sure. But with that leg, you're not gonna like getting well very much for a while. How old are you?
13 years old.
You see, you couldn't be him. The boy I pulled from the river was very young.
That was a good 7 years ago or more. I grew up.
7 years ago.
That's right. But I remember. I got a good memory. You like to scare my daddy out of his boots the way you disappeared like that.
The man who kicked me?
I guess Nigel told him I was here. That's the alarm bell. It's the same bell we ring when a nigger, I mean a slave, when a slave makes a run for it. So
Say, maybe it ain't such a good idea for you to be around here when he shows up. Daddy, I mean. He almost killed you last time.
Yes, maybe you're right.
You can go over to Alice's.
Who is Alice?
Alice Greenwood. She's a free nigger girl on account of her mama's free, even though her pa belongs to Daddy. Me and Nigel was riding over to see Alice and her mama when the horse throwed me. Oh, no, I lost old Chestnut. Daddy's gonna skin me alive.
Maybe I better stay and make sure you get the proper treatment.
No. Anyway, it's getting towards sundown. You ain't got a pass, have you?
A what?
When niggas are out after sunset, or if they go to Easton or anywhere, they got to have a pass. Do you have one?
No.
I figured not. I thought I was going to die when that horse throwed me. I thought about you while I was falling down. How you pulled me to the bank of that river. You were my last dying thought.
I'm flattered, but I think you'll be all right.
Well, you saved me again, and I don't want you to get caught. I reckon you should go to Alice's mother's place. Maybe you could stay there a while, and I could see you again when I come to visit Alice.
How do I get there?
See that road at the edge of the field?
Yes.
Take that west for about a mile. You better get a leg on, though. Then patrollers will be out.
Patrollers?
Checking for runaway niggas, of course.
I see. Rufus, are you sure this is Maryland? Maryland, the state in the United States of America?
Sure, I'm sure. You really ought not to call me Rufus. You ain't a slave, are you?
Of course not.
You don't even seem like a runaway.
I'm not.
And you don't call me Master either. You're supposed to.
No. Rufus, what's the date?
Huh?
The date, Rufus. What's the date?
I don't know. Thursday?
What year is it?
That's 1815, of course.
Oh, God. 1815. Oh, my God. I'm in Eastern Maryland in 1815.
Well, it's 1815 everywhere, I guess. Not just in Maryland. What's the matter with you? You look sick.
Is this a plantation?
The Whalen Plantation. My daddy's Tom Whalen.
You own slaves?
28. Used to be 30, but we sold them 2 field hands down in Mississippi.
1815. Oh, dear God.
Yonder daddy comes now. I think you better get on to Alice's place.
At length, the venue master, who was to offer us for sale like sheep or cattle, arrived and asked my mother which was the eldest. She said nothing, but pointed to me. He took me by the hand and led me out into the middle of the street, and turning me slowly round, exposed me to the view of those who attended the venue. I was soon surrounded by strange men who examined and handled me in the same manner that a butcher would a calf or a lamb he was about to purchase, and who talked about my shape and size in like words, as if I could no more understand their meaning than the dumb beasts. Mary Prince.
If you went out at night, the patrollers would catch you if you was out after time without pass. Most of the slaves was afraid to go out. But you know, there's good and there's bad people everywhere. That's the way the white folks was. Some had hearts. Some had gizzards instead of hearts. Elizabeth Sparks.
Morning. 46! Please, Master. For God's sake, Master.
Hey, you ain't got no pants, nigga.
This feature to sneak off, come sniffing around here.
But, Master, she's my wife.
And you're Tom Whalen's property. Now, shut up with that nonsense. Go on, Ted.
47! 47! Three! 49! 50!
Oh, yeah. You gonna come sneaking out without a pass again, boy?
No. Master. 10. Ooh. Give him 5 more.
Hey, you ever gonna go around the country without a pass?
No, master.
All right, then. Let's go, man.
Isaac!
Hannah, where Alice?
Oh.
Where my baby girl? She all right?
Alice! Alice, where are you?
Here I am, Mama, under the pole.
Thank the Lord! I thought you'd run off in the woods.
Is Pa going to be okay?
Oh, I don't know, child. I don't know. Now, you run on inside.
But I want to help Pa.
I'll take care of your daddy. Now, run on in that cabin. You hear?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord, Isaac.
I'm still alive, Hannah. Still alive.
Mm.
Can I help you?
What? Huh? Who are you?
My name is Dana.
What you want with us?
I saw what happened. I want to help you. Can I help you carry him inside?
Well, where you belong?
I'm a free woman.
A runaway, you mean?
No. That's what the patrols would say, I guess. I have no papers. But I was born free and intend to stay free.
You'll get us in trouble.
Looks like you're already in a great deal of trouble. Let me help you with this man. Please don't turn me away.
I wasn't going to turn you away.
Thank you.
Well, come on. Let's get this old fool inside.
Put him down here on the bed.
All right.
I'm just gonna take me a little rest now.
Alice, put a log on the fire.
Yes, Mama.
And run, go get me some salve and a clean rag.
Yes.
All right. Now, who sent you?
The boy. Rufus Whalen.
You sure it wasn't his father?
Would I be here if the father had sent me?
Well, I guess not.
Does Tom Whalen own your husband?
Oh, Isaac shouldn't have come over here. I told him not to.
Did he really not have a pass?
He didn't have one. Mr. Tom said for him to choose a new wife there on the plantation. That way Mr. Tom will own all of Isaac's children. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
That's a long way off.
My husband is there.
They carried you off?
Yes.
You sure they didn't get him, too?
Yes.
And now you going back?
Yes.
Here's a rag and salve, Mama. You want me to get a bowl of water?
No. Them patrollers might still be about.
I'll do it. Is there a well?
Yeah, out the front there.
I'll be right back. Get water out of the well.
I don't know how to work this. God, it's 1850. It's 1850. What am I going to do?
Come on, get a hold of yourself. Get a hold of yourself, Dana. Figure it out. This damn thing turns.
Well, I'll be. I come back for something and look at what I find out here. Just what I was looking for.
What do you want?
Hey, who the hell are you? You're not her.
I live here. Who are you?
You got no manners, nigga. I'll teach you some. Oh, I'll teach you something else, too. You could be that Hannah's sister. Her twin, almost. Her sister dressed like a boy. Her runaway sister. I wonder how much you're worth.
You leave me alone.
You come back here, girl! Gotcha!
Let me go!
Come back! Come on, you bitch!
No! Just let me go!
I'm gonna teach you a good lesson, nigger girl. We'll find out whether you're a boy under them there pantaloons.
Damn it!
Oh, my eyes! My eyes!
Stay away! I swear I will kill you! I will kill you!
Put down that bucket, girl!
Stay back!
Put it down!
Get back! Get back!
I'm gonna throw you down there! Down the well!
I'll take you with me!
You let go of me! You let go!
The hell with you!
Let go! You are going down that well, nigga!
Let go!
Hannah! Yeah. Hannah, stop! You're scratching me! You're hurting me!
Let go, goddamn you!
Hannah!
Oh, my God! Oh,
I'm bleeding.
Kevin! It's you, isn't it?
Of course, Dana. Of course, it's me.
I'm back. I'm away from there.
Dana, you were gone for a full 5 minutes this time. Just gone.
Oh my God. God, Kevin.
Dana, what happened?
It was the past. A long time ago. I was in the past. History.
The past?
My history.
What are you talking about, Dana?
I think I just met my own ancestors.
WBAL goes down nice and smooth in the evening. Get ready for Old Man Winter, Baltimore. It's partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 20s and a high not expected to get above freezing. For tomorrow, more of the same, with a chance of light snow flurries in the afternoon. WBAL time, 10:30 p.m.
WBAL, we've got your rhythm right here, Baltimore.
Okay. A first aid kit, a map, some more clothes. And this is the biggest switchblade I could find, Dana. I confiscated it from one of the kids at school, actually.
Give it to me.
All right. Dana?
This will do. Here, put it in the bag.
Okay. Dana, we've got to find a way to stop this.
Recognize this?
Your old family Bible?
Remember I showed you how the genealogy chart and it went back to slave times?
Yes.
It was all beginning to sound familiar when I was back there. And now look. Look at this entry.
Alice Greenwood.
My great-great-great-grandmother and her husband. Or at least the father of my great-great-grandmother's daughter. It's written right there in black and white.
Rufus Whelan. A boy? A little white boy?
I never knew before he was white.
He's your great-great-great-grandfather.
There must be something between us, some connection. Each time I've gone back, he was in danger. Each time he thought he was going to die.
And each time you came back here, back to the future, it was you who thought you were about to die.
That's true.
Dana, and I don't mean to suggest anything crazy, but...
Nothing crazy?
Well, crazier... But do you think if this Rufus was, well, dead, if somebody killed him, in the time you are returning to, somehow it would, I don't know, break the bond or something?
I don't know. But one thing I'm sure of, he can't die yet. She hasn't been born.
Who is she?
Here. Hagar. The daughter of Alice and Rufus Whelan. My great-great-grandmother. I think that I've got to keep Rufus alive until Hagar is born.
Oh, this is insane, Dana.
This is my family, Kevin.
How do you know that?
Because this Bible tells me so.
Look, even if that's true, why would you have to keep Rufus alive? I mean, I don't get called back by my relatives to prevent time paradoxes or whatever. Jeez, what the hell am I talking about anyway?
You know, I have no idea why this is happening, Kevin.
Well, I'm going with you the next time it does happen. If there's any way possible, I'm not letting you out of my reach from now on. That patroller, I didn't look anything like him, did I?
No, Kevin. Nothing like him.
We're wearing traveling clothes in bed tonight. And I'm tying that bag to your wrist, if you don't mind.
And you'll lie right beside me all night?
Right beside you. I love you, Dana.
You'd better, baby. I'm counting on that to keep me sane in all this craziness.
Children had no supper, and only a little piece of bread or something of that kind in the morning. Our dishes consisted of one wooden bowl, and oyster shells were our spoons. This bowl served for about 15 children, and often the dogs and the ducks and the peafowl had a dip in it. Sometimes we had buttermilk and bread in our bowl, sometimes greens for bones. Annie L. Burton.
WBAL time, 11:45 p.m.
Kevin!
Huh? What is it?
Kevin, it's happening again.
Grab my head. Grab hold.
I got you. I've got you!
Damn it! I can't get it out!
Rufus, what have you done?
Dana? It's you! I set the damn barn on fire, it's what?
All the hay is burning.
I took a flint and steel to it, it's why.
Why did you? Oh, never mind, we've got to put...
Stand back!
Kevin!
I got water, stand back.
All right.
Here it goes. I'll get more water.
You got most of the fire out. Give me that shovel, Rufus.
You oughtn't to talk to me like that.
Give me the goddamn shovel.
All right.
There.
Here's another bucket. Stand back!
Why did you do that, Rufus?
Do what?
Almost set this barn on fire. You did it on purpose, didn't you?
Daddy done whipped up on me again. See under my shirt?
Oh, for God's sake. There are old scars there, too.
He said I took money from his desk and he whipped me.
Several times.
I only took a dollar. I started thinking how much money he paid for that new hay yesterday. He ought to lose all his money. All he ever thinks about anyway.
So you set the barn on fire?
I meant it just to be the hay, but it kept spreading. I got scared.
You thought you were going to die?
Yes.
So you called me?
I reckon so.
And I came and saved you again. Isn't that right?
I guess it's right.
There must be ways to annoy your father without endangering yourself, Rufus.
Who's that?
My husband.
Your what?
My name's Kevin. Kevin Franklin.
Oh, does Dana belong to you then?
She's my wife.
Niggas can't marry white people.
Listen here, you little monster.
Kevin, I think it's time to demote me in this time.
Niggas can't marry white people.
The boy learned to talk that way from his father and mother and probably from everybody else.
Learn to talk what way?
I will not pretend you are my slave, Dana.
Kevin, it's a question of survival. Our survival.
Niggas... Blacks, I mean, and white folks can't marry in Baltimore. You said you were from Baltimore.
How old are you now, Rufus?
16. Next month I'll be 16.
So it's 1819.
Sure, it's 1819.
Kevin, have you got a quarter?
Maybe. Yes, here.
Do you know what this is, Rufus?
A coin.
Money has the date it was made stamped on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what does that coin say?
1996. 1997?
Where I come from, that quarter is 4 years old.
Well, I guess you could have made these yourself.
You're a tough one to convince.
I believe you. I don't understand, but I guess I believe. Who's going to be the next president?
You're the history teacher, Kevin.
John Quincy Adams, in 1824. Monroe served two terms. In 1820, the Missouri Compromise opened up the way for Missouri to come into the Union as a slave state and Maine to come in free. That political balance lasted until the Civil War. Son, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No, sir.
Just like my other ninth graders.
Rufus, have you told anyone else about seeing me just appear the way I do?
Just Nigel knows. Nobody else will believe me.
Good. It's best not to tell anyone about us now, either. Nothing about 2001 or 1997. We're going to have to fit in as long as we have to stay. That means we're going to have to play the roles expected of us.
You'll say you belong to him?
Yes.
Well, that makes me feel better, too. I don't like thinking of the other. It ain't right.
I wonder how long we'll be stuck here. I'm getting homesick already.
I don't know, but stay close to me. You got here because you were holding me. I'm afraid that might be the only way you can get home.
Nigel, go get Miss Margaret.
Yes, Miles.
So you saw smoke coming from the barn all the way from the road?
Yes, sir, I did. And when we... That is, when I got there, your son dashed in and began to put it out. Dana and I joined in and helped him.
Huh. Well, I'm much obliged to you.
It was no problem.
Why don't you come along and have dinner with us?
Well, I suppose...
Y'all come, please.
Well, all right.
You go. What's your name?
Dana.
Where you come from?
Baltimore, sir.
Funny talking, nigga.
Yes.
She yours?
Yes. She's mine.
You can go around back and eat with Sarah and the rest of my niggas after we're done with our meal.
Thank you. White people eat first?
Uh-huh. Well, come on.
The secrets of slavery are concealed by those of the Inquisition. My master was, to my knowledge, the master of 11 slaves. But did the mothers dare to tell who was the father of their children? Did the other slaves dare to allude to it, except in whispers among themselves? No, indeed. They knew too well the terrible consequences. Harriet Jacobs.
Something smells wonderful in this kitchen.
Well, it donate up. We gets what we gets.
What do you mean?
The white folks was done eating, and I was listening to them talk for a while, so I know they really finished up with supper. Reckon they won't be calling me no more tonight, so we can go ahead and have our food. There you go. White folks didn't add up all the meats and fixings, girl. All we get tonight is some corn mash.
Oh, okay.
Now, you look like you've been fed pretty good, though.
Thank you. Do you? No, I suppose not.
Do I what?
Use spoons.
Spoons? La! If you want, you can use a piece of that shingle over there.
Oh, thanks. I'll just use my fingers.
Nigel, sit down and eat before they call you back to work.
Yes, sir.
Say you was from Baltimore.
Yes.
Where was you from before that?
What do you mean?
You don't talk like you from Baltimore.
Well, I was born there, but then I went to New York for a while.
New York or Free State?
Yes, it was. It is.
People in New York talk like you?
Some do. Not all.
They dress like you? Like a man?
Not all. I dress in what Master Kevin gives me to dress in.
You mind if I touch him?
No, fine.
What cloth is this?
Polyester double knit.
Uh-huh. You can read.
Yes.
And write.
I can. My mother teaches school.
Your mother?
Is a school teacher. My father's a productivity consultant.
Uh-huh.
He's a kind of businessman.
Oh. You don't show none of that if you can help it. The way you talk is bad enough.
Free blacks have schools. My mother talks the way I do. She taught me.
All the same, keep it to yourself around Master Tom. If you know what's good for you. He don't want no niggas round here talking better than him, putting freedom ideas in our heads.
Like we're so dumb we need something stranger to make us think about freedom.
I'll get you some Osnaburg.
Pardon?
A dress so you fit in.
I'm not sure that we're staying.
I told you I didn't heard him talking. Master Tom offered your master a job as a teacher to Mr. Rufus. He said he'd do it.
I see. He did he?
So you'll need a Osnaburg dress if you're going to stay out of Master Tom's gunsight.
I see what you mean. I appreciate the loan.
We can give you a pallet out in the quarters. But he shares his bed with you, don't he?
What? Who?
Your Master Kevin.
Yes. Yes, but it isn't what you'd think.
What do I think?
I guess I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I see how things can get to be with or without somebody wanting them to be so.
Is there anything I can do for you?
After you eat, you could peel and potatoes for me.
I'd be glad to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I missed you, Dick.
No, sir.
Oh, I'm in my ear. Dana.
Oh, Dana.
Yes.
I love you too. Husband.
Oh, my wife. I can't believe how easy it was to get you into my room. It was almost like Waylon and Margaret, well, like they expected it.
I think they did.
Are you all right?
I'm fine now. I'm fine when I'm with you.
I hate being separated from you here.
I'm more worried about you. If I get pulled back into the future, you could be left here.
There wouldn't be anything good about that.
Stay as close to me as you can. If I call, come quick.
I wouldn't be in the danger you're in. If I somehow got stranded, I could maybe live here if I had to.
Kevin, this is not a history lesson. This is really history. You're not an observer, especially since you're married to me.
I understand that I'm really here, that we're here. Oh, I told Waylon that I'd lost all my money in a big tobacco warehouse fire in Richmond. I read about it somewhere once. Anyway, he offered me the job as tutor to Rufus. Seems Rufus doesn't read or write very well.
I'm surprised Waylon cares at all. And what about me?
You?
Did he say anything about me?
No. If I stay here, he knows you will, too.
I bet he won't forget me when he has work that needs to be done.
You don't have to work for him.
I'm supposed to be a slave, remember?
Oh, there's something else I should tell you.
What, for God's sake?
I said something else to them. Something to explain my relationship with you better.
What did you tell them?
I told them that because you were educated, I thought I could sell you for a higher price, and that was why I was trying to take such good care of you at the moment. That I was waiting for the best time to put you on the market.
My God. And he bought it?
I think that convinced him more than anything else that I was who I said I was. He was very sympathetic. He recommended that I save my money until I could travel south to Louisiana or Alabama and sell you down there.
And you agreed, of course?
In the world of Tom Whelan, it makes a lot of sense. This is too far north for an educated slave.
Kevin.
Yes?
Please don't let this place get to you. Get into you.
Of course I won't.
I know. But you can do one thing for me while we're here.
What's that?
Do what you can to teach Rufus. Let's see what we can do to keep him from growing into a red-haired version of his father.
I will.
Always make love to me like none of this ever happened, Kevin.
Oh, nothing's changed, Dana.
I'm counting on that, Kevin. Come here and kiss me.
Nothing will change between us.
God, you can't know how I'm counting on that.
Why does the slave ever love? Why allow the tendrils of the heart to twine around objects which may at any moment be wrenched away by the hand of violence? I did not reason thus when I was a young girl. Youth will be youth. I loved and indulged the hope that the dark clouds around me would turn out a bright lining. I forgot that in the land of my birth, the shadows are too dense for light to penetrate. Harriet Jacobs.
Here's your tea, Rufus.
Set it down on the table there.
All right.
Kevin says, do you care if I call him Kevin?
I think he wants you to.
Well, Mama says I have to call him Mr. Franklin. He says you're working with Sarah.
She's teaching me to cook.
Well, she's a good cook, but did she hit you?
Of course not.
Well, Sarah had a girl in there a while back, and she used to hit her. The girl asked Daddy to let her go back to the field. Of course, that was right after Daddy sold Sarah's boys, though.
Oh.
Sarah was mad at everybody then.
I don't blame her.
Kevin said you could read. I told Mama, but she said you couldn't.
What do you think?
Mama used to read to me before she'd taken ill, before she got all nervous like she is now.
What about you?
Reading's too much trouble. Mr. Jenkins at the schoolhouse said I was too stupid to learn anyway.
Do you think you're stupid?
I reckon.
I don't think so.
What does it matter what you think?
Do you really think you're stupid?
No.
Do you like Mr. Jenkins?
Nobody likes him.
Don't be so eager to satisfy him, then.
Will you read to me?
I suppose I could.
I had a dream about you. About being in the river that time. You saved me, no matter what anybody else says.
Well, yes. I guess I did.
Read to me from this.
Robinson Crusoe.
That was what Mama was reading to me before she'd taken ill in the head. Please, Dana?
Did she get to the part about Friday?
The day of the week?
Never mind. I guess this mark is where she left off. My thoughts were now wholly employed about securing myself against either savages, if any should appear, or wild beasts, if any were in the island. And I had many thoughts of how to do this. And what kind of dwelling to make, and whether I should make me a cave in the earth or a tent upon the earth. And in short, I resolved upon both, the manner of which it might not be improper to give an account of.
have all these things with some very surprising incidents
and some new advertisements.
Adventures?
In some new adventures of my own, I may perhaps give a father account of hereafter. The end.
Good, Sarah. Very good. That's it. We read the whole book.
You read it.
We read it. You could read it again without me. There are other books. The Bible, for instance. You can read, Sarah.
I always wondered what the fuss was. Now I know.
I'll just finish beating this biscuit dough. I never know you're supposed to eat it with the back of a hatchet.
You want good biscuits, you do. Oh, not so hard. You ain't driving a nail. Regular. Give me that.
All right. You sure are good with a hatchet.
Yep. Listen here, Dana. I want you to be more careful around those Whalens. I spoke for you yesterday.
Spoke for me?
Mm-hmm. Said you was good in the kitchen.
To Miss Margaret?
No. You know I don't say no more to her than I can help. She got her house, and I got my kitchen.
Why do you dislike her so if she doesn't bother you?
I just do. It was Master Tom I spoke to for you.
Am I in trouble?
Not by anything I said. I told him you wasn't lazy. Told him you didn't know how to do some things when you first come here, but you know how to find out. And you work. I tell you to do something, and I know it's going to be done. Master Tom said he might buy you.
Kevin... Mr. Franklin won't sell me.
No, guess he won't. Anyway, Miss Margaret don't want you here.
So I've gathered.
Bitch.
Pardon?
Well, greedy and mean as she is, at least she don't bother Nigel. She left me one of them.
One of what?
My babies.
Nigel's your son?
That he is. And Rufus's brother.
Tom Whalen is Nigel's father?
Yes.
And your other children? The ones who were sold?
They're all by him. He the only man I ever been with.
Man sold his own flesh and blood.
Down to Alabama.
Good God.
It was Miss Margaret made him do it. Said she wanted things. China, a new sofa. Thanks she didn't need.
Sarah, I am so sorry.
If you have any sense, you'll try to get Mr. Franklin to free you now while he's still young and pretty enough for him to listen.
Were you that sensible, Sarah?
I learned from you. You learned from me. He's at it again.
Who is that he's beating?
One of the field hands.
I work hard, Mr. Tom. I do it. I work real hard.
You will now.
That could be you, girl, if you don't watch out for those Whalens.
The white folks didn't allow us to even look at a book. They would scold and sometimes whip us if they caught us with our head in a book. That is one thing I surely did want to do, and that was to learn to read and write. Master Jim promised to teach us to read and write, but he never
had the time. Mary Ella Granberry.
Sammy boy, I get to be the auction man today.
No, you don't. You're the buyer.
All right, I had a buyer, but I get to be the auction man tomorrow.
All right, all right. Now look here. Here are like a winch. She cook, she wash and iron. Come here, girl. Let the folks see you.
Okay.
She young and strong. She worth plenty of money. 200. Who bet $200?
No, Kevin.
My hair's 200?
I've seen them play this game before.
I'm worth more than $200, Sammy. You sell Martha for $500.
I've seen them play at field work, too.
My God. Why can't we go home? This place is diseased.
Even the games they play are preparing them for their future.
A future that will come whether they understand it or not.
That doesn't make it right.
No. Maybe you're reading too much into a kid's game.
And maybe you're reading too little. Here's a biscuit.
Thank you. Mmm. Sarah make this?
I did.
Damn, woman. This is good.
Oh, I have a whole new skill set for prospective employers. Perhaps I should just learn to accept my lot.
Of course not. But, Dana, we're in the middle of history. You know what's going to happen. What already has happened. We surely can't change it. If anything goes wrong, we're likely to jeopardize our own existence and that of everyone we care about.
Maybe, but I can't close my eyes.
There's nothing you can do that wouldn't eventually get you whipped or killed.
I'm aware of that.
You haven't already done anything, have you?
I taught Sarah to read. I'm going to teach Nigel.
But Dana!
They asked me. You should have seen the look in their eyes when they realized that it was possible to learn.
Be careful. Please, Dana. Maybe when you're gone, they can teach others. I'd bring Nigel in to learn with Rufus if people weren't so good at listening at doors in that house.
That's what I wonder. How these people could tolerate slavery with such ease. But listen to them, Kevin.
I ain't paying a cent more for that wench. I don't care how much ironing she do. You will. I won't.
It starts when they're children.
All right then. 400 going once. 400 going twice. Sold for $400.
Then I saw in my dream that the interpreter took Christian by the hand and led him into a place where was a fire burning against the wall, and one standing by it always casting much water upon it to quench it. Yet did the fire burn higher and hotter. Then said Christian, "What means this?"
Rufus, baby, how are you feeling today?
I'm all right, Mama. Dana's reading to me.
I don't hold with your father allowing that.
I like it.
It's dreadful hot today. Are you hot? You want me to call Virgie to fan you?
No, Mama.
Why don't you go on? You're supposed to be here to read, so read.
Then said Christian, "What means this?" The interpreter answered, "This fire is the work of grace that is wrought in the heart. He that cast water to put it out is the devil."
Are you hungry, baby? I told you to go on reading, girl.
I'm not hungry.
So the interpreter had Christian about to the backside of the wall.
I don't know why you like listening to her. She got a voice like a fly buzzing. You sure you don't want any cake?
I can't hear with you talking. I don't want no cake, Mama. I want to hear her reading.
Well, there she is, reading, if you can call it that.
So the interpreter had Christian about to the backside of the wall, where Christian saw a man with a vessel of oil in his hand, up which he did also continually cast, but secretly into the fire.
Lord, it is hot. Virgie, Virgie, come up here with that fan. That stupid boy. He's probably hiding under the porch again, trying to get out of doing everything.
Mama, get out of here!
Why? I never...
You're making me sick, Mama. Get away from me.
Rufus! You make my heart ache.
Go on, Mama.
I don't see how you can talk to your own mama that way. Just because of some nigger.
I get so tired of her sometimes.
She was crying when she left.
She always cries. She won't say nothing. She'll be back after a while to bring me a piece of cake with fine white icing. Read, Dana.
Do you speak to her that way often?
I have to, or she won't leave me alone. Daddy talks to her like that, too. Read, please.
All right. That's one thing I'll always do for anyone who asks. Christian saw a man with a vessel of oil in his hand, of which he did also continually cast, but secretly into the fire. The interpreter said, "This is Christ, who continually, with the oil of his grace, maintains the work already begun in the heart."
Then the jury went out, whose names were Mr. Blind Man, Mr. No Good, Mr. Malice, Mr. Love Lust, Mr. Lip Loose, Mr. Heady, Mr. Hide Mind, Mr.
Enmity, it means hatred.
Lord, what names. Sounds like some of the people I know around here, though. Mr. Enmity, Mr. Liar, Mr. Cruelty, Mr. Hate Light, and Mr. Implacable. Who everyone gave in a verdict against Faithful and afterwards unanimously concluded to bring him in guilty before the judge and thereafter put him to the most cruel death that could be invented.
Now you, Nigel.
Now, I saw in my dream that Christian went not forth alone, for there was one whose name was Hopeful. Hopeful. I like that name.
It's a good name.
Maybe I change my name to Hopeful if Master Tom will let me.
I don't think he will.
Master Tom!
What you doing in my kitchen? You never come in my kitchen. Oh, my! Oh, my!
You haven't gotten a good beating in a long time, Sarah. Maybe you forgot what one feels like.
You said you wouldn't. You said you wouldn't.
Master Tom, you don't want to be doing that.
Stay where you are, boy.
But Master Tom...
You hear me?
Yes, Master Tom.
You were teaching them to read.
Nigel, would you go find Kevin?
Stay where you are, boy.
Yes, Master.
I treated you good. And you paid me back by stealing from me. Stealing my books. Reading. I heard. I was passing by the kitchen and I heard. Niggers don't talk that way. They don't talk like you. They don't act like you. Not my niggers. Come here.
Stop it. Let me go.
Let me be.
You want me to hit you with something harder?
She's a good girl.
Let me go, damn it. I mean it.
Shut up. You'll come outside if I have to drag you. You get to that hitching post. Nigel, get out here and tie to that post.
No, Master, I won't do it, Master.
Oh, but damn you. I'll deal with you later.
Kevin.
Hell, you're too stupid to move much anyway.
Please.
I told you to shut up.
Help!
Who's doing the teaching now?
God! Oh, my God!
You crawl as much as you want. I'll be right... on you.
Oh, dear. Oh, Kevin. Oh, God. All right. Hurry.
Ah. That's 10. Just 30 more.
Ah.
You are a woman, after all.
Ah. Oh. Kevin. I'm going to leave you. Please, I don't want to leave him here. Please, don't make me leave him.
If you weren't whipped, you was put in the nigger box and was fed cornbread what was made without salt and with plain water. The box was just big enough for you to stand up in, but it had air holes to keep you from suffocating. There was plenty turning round room in it to change your position every once in a while. Even if you hadn't done a big enough thing, you was kept in the nigger box for months at a time. And when you got out, you was nothing but skin and bones and scarcely able to walk. Mary Ella Granberry.
Good morning, rise and shine. It's a cold and snowy day in beautiful Baltimore. News and weather every hour on the hour at WBAL. WBAL News Time is now 7 a.m.
From the WBAL News Desk, I'm Corva Hodges. The Ravens may have a new stadium next year if Mayor O'Malley has his way. O'Malley called today for a bond issue placed on the November ballot to college for funding for a
oh, oh.
After work drive time with Letitia, keeping it real. 5 o'clock and time to P-A-R-T-Y, Baltimore. Woo! Bump it to the bone on Q104.
How old will you be, Kevin?
Sounds with Elliot. Keep it here, baby. Keep the music playing. Stay with Q104 till the end. Elliot's with you, so keep it here.
Oh, all right. Hello?
It's Dana, right?
Yes. This is Dana.
Is Kevin there?
No. He's not.
Damn. I guess he's already left. I'm still sick today. And I was hoping he could cover for me again in seventh period.
No.
What?
No. He can't. Kevin is feeling pretty sick today himself, I'm afraid.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. I sure hope he hasn't come down with I have, because let me tell you, this one's a doozy.
I have to go.
You have to go?
I have got to go to get Kevin some medicine. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you what not to get.
I didn't mean to leave you. I didn't mean to. You just have to wait. Rufus will call me back. Of course he will. He'll get into trouble. He'll call me back once again. Oh, Kevin, wait for me.
It's gonna be a gorgeous day in beautiful Baltimore. Last week's snow is over and the sun will be out in force today with highs in the 40s. News and weather every hour on the hour at WBAL. WBAL news time is now 7 a.m.
Get up. That's gross. Get up now.
What are you doing?
You need to fight. I'm going to kill you.
Go ahead.
The guts to fight back. Get up. Get up, Daniel.
What will they do to you if you kill him?
Who are you? What you doing out here?
What will they do to you if you kill him?
It don't matter. I don't care. But he can't have Alice no more.
Nigel?
Who are you? You Dana? You Dana, ain't you?
Yes. What are you fighting over?
My Alice. My Alice. Alice!
I'm here. Oh, Nigel. You done brought down a load of trouble, a heavy load.
I couldn't let him. Just do what he want with you. You're my wife. His pappy done sold your pappy way down south and drove your mother to an early grave because of it. Not a son, won't you? Your family have enough to do with these wailings.
Oh, Nigel.
What we gonna do?
Nigel, what will they do to Alice if you kill Rufus?
You used to say I did anything to Master Rufus.
You'll say yourself if they ask you, right? So will Alice.
What are you going to say?
Not a word if I can help it. But I'm asking you not to kill him. Do you want your husband to kill this man, Alice?
A while ago, I would have killed him myself now. Nigel, let's just get away.
All right.
So you Dana?
Yes.
Both of them talk about you. Nigel and him.
No good bastard!
You the one taught Nigel how to read.
Yes, but wasn't Rufus a friend of yours, Alice? A friend of both of you before.
Got to where he wanted to be more friendly than I did. He tried to get his daddy to sell Nigel stuff to keep me from marrying him.
Oh, God.
Him and Nigel have the same papa, you know.
I know.
Let's go, Nigel.
I'm going to stay with Rufus. When he comes to, I'm going to help him home as slowly as possible. I'm not going to tell him where you went. Because I won't know.
Let's go.
Your man went away.
What did you say?
He waited for a long time for you. And he left.
Where did he go?
Somewhere up north. Master Rufus knows. You got to be careful, though. Master Rufus is getting crazier and crazier. Something wrong inside.
Thank you.
You tell my mom?
Sarah?
Yes. You tell her to remember me the way I was. Not to think of what I looked like when they dragged me back. To remember I was a man.
and a free man, even for a little bit. You tell her that.
You can write a pass. You can make it to the north, Nigel.
You know that old Cicero? Master Tom had a book of speeches in the library. Didn't even miss it 5 years. I read them all. Lots of times I read them.
It's been 5 years. 5 years since I left.
Farewell, my countrymen. May this beloved land of mine be filled with everlasting glory. However badly it is treated me.
What are you saying, Nigel?
Well, I'm saying Cicero is dead. Cicero, the greatest orator of all time. Even if it not be granted me to stay here long enough to see a good government, at least I shall be spared from living under a ban.
Let's go, Nigel. Let's get your sorry ass back to the house.
I slept on logs. I had moss for a pillow. And I tell you, child, I wasn't scared of nothing. I could hear bears, wildcats, panthers, and everything. I would come across all kinds of snakes. Moccasin, blue runner, and rattlesnakes. And got used to them. One night, while I was in the woods, a mighty storm came up. The winds blowed, the rain poured down, the hail fell, the trees was torn up by the roots, and broken limbs fell in every direction. But not a hair on my head was injured. But I got as wet as a drowned rat. Next day was a beautiful Sunday, and I dried myself like a buzzard. Sally Smith.
Oh, God!
I think you've got broken ribs. Here, I want you to swallow this.
What the hell? Looks like little bugs.
It's called ibuprofen. It's medicine. Drink some water and swallow both those pills.
All right. Like some kind of horse medicine.
Rufus, did you really try to sell Nigel down south?
What? No. All right, I threatened to. To keep him away from Alice. He can't have Alice.
What do you mean?
I want her.
You mean... What is it you mean?
I want her. I'll treat her good. I'll never hurt her. I can't stand the thought of being without her, all right? I want her.
You're in love with her.
The hell I am.
You're in love with her. But she doesn't love you.
I begged her not to go with him. Do you hear me? I begged her. I didn't just want to drag her off into the bushes. I never wanted it to be like that, but she kept saying no. I could have had her years ago in the bushes if that's what I really wanted.
I know.
If I'd have lived in your time, I would have married her. Tried to. Don't matter. Nobody else can have her. Nobody. She's all I want. Nigel can just find somebody else. He lives to see the day.
Rufus, I want you to say that white men attacked you.
What?
I want you to say that you got drunk and white men fell upon you.
All right. Won't make no difference whether I tell him about Nigel or not. He's a runaway. When they catch him, both him and Alice will have to answer for that.
But Alice is a free woman. She was born free.
Not if she gets caught with Nigel. They'll whip her, throw her in jail, and sell her off.
She'll be a slave?
It's her own fault.
Heaven help you, Rufus. I don't know what to say.
I don't want her being sold south, though. Her fault or not, I don't want her dying in some rice swamp.
Why should it matter to you?
I wish it didn't, but it does.
What will you do?
Buy her.
What about Nigel?
The hell with Nigel.
He's your brother, Rufus.
I couldn't help Nigel if I wanted to now.
If I didn't need you to find Kevin, I'd let you die. I can the next time you need me, don't forget.
I won't.
Good.
Shoot. They'll get that time. White men attacked me.
Good, Rufus. Listen, have I got to look out for your father? Does he remember what happened with me before?
Didn't you know?
Know what?
Daddy died last year, and Mama a month after. Like she couldn't wait to follow him. I'm the master now.
Where's Kevin?
His letters are in the drawer of that shiffer robe over yonder.
My dearest Dana, believe me, there is no way heaven or hell could make me leave the vicinity of Easton, and I didn't fear for my life. I'll return. I swear I will. I needed a reason to stay in the neighborhood and wait for you, so I started a school in Easton.
Up there! Get up there!
After a while, I found that I had started a night school as well for several slave children in the city. I kept at it for 4 years until I was found out. I almost didn't escape the Eastern Shore with my life. You have no idea how hated I am in those parts. And now I can't return without some time passing. In the meantime, I'm growing a beard to better disguise myself when I return.
Welcome to the free state of Maine, Mr. Franklin. Next stop, Portland.
I'm now teaching school in Maine. Dana, not a day goes by when I don't miss you. Not a moment passes that I am not using to get back to you. To touch you again. I'll never fit into this time. I was a fool to ever think that it was even a possibility. My life is empty without you, Dana. No matter what century it is. All my love. Your Kevin.
No! Get away! Get away!
Get out of there!
I got
her! Let me go! Let me go!
Bring that girl over here!
Leave her alone! It was me right away, not her! I'm the slave!
Shut up!
Oh. It was me! It was me, Marshal!
Yes, girl.
You got her tied up good?
I got her feet hobbled, but she ain't getting away.
And drag her back to town behind your horse.
No!
I told you to shut up! Here!
That's likely to kill her.
I won't kill her. They'll just tender her up for the auction block.
You can't do that. She's a free woman.
Boy, you've got some sass. I really don't believe you're fit to return to your master. He won't get no use out of you no how. But me and the boys, we got use for you.
Let her go. Let her go, master.
Drag that nigger girl back to town, Jeb.
Come on, you.
Please. Please, I
can
walk.
Nigel!
Alice!
Nigel! Alice! Oh, Alan! Now, boy, let's see how far you can get across that there field before we catch you. Here! Run, boy! Run!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Yeehaw! I'm gonna get him! I'm gonna shoot that nigga dead!
Put that pistol away, Jeff!
Okay.
Hey, we got a long time to go before we get to the killing part!
Oh, Lord!
Sarah?
They done brought him back. They done brought my Nigel back.
Sarah, wait.
Oh! Oh!
This nigga belong here.
My last baby.
I'm talking to you, girl. This nigga belong here.
Yes, he belongs here.
You watch your mouth, girl.
What happened to him, sir?
Carter, up to Fayetteville.
Oh, Nigel. That's near the Pennsylvania border.
Yeah?
Oh, baby.
How the hell do you know that?
I've been to Baltimore, sir. What about the girl who was with him?
They drug her back east and tied her to the public whipping post. They'll beat the tar out of her, then she'll get sold.
She was a free woman!
None no more. You best call some help to unload this boy's body. I ain't touching this stinking thing.
You there! Where is she, the girl?
She's getting a good beating, last I saw.
Has she been sold yet?
She will be.
But has she been sold yet, you idiot?
I don't know, mister.
Get up!
All on earth! That damn rich bastard treat me like I was some kind of no-count trash. All right, you nigga bitches. You go get somebody to unload this stinking boy from my wagon before I take the whip to both of you. I don't care who you belong to.
Yes, I'll go and get somebody.
You do that, girl.
Come with me, Sarah.
No, my dad.
We have to make a place to lay him out. To bury him properly.
The last one.
You want to bury him right, don't you, Sarah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Come with me then.
Okay. Oh.
When a nigger died, they let his folks come out to Fayetteville to see it before he died. They buried him the same day, take a big plank and bust it with an axe in the middle. Enough to bend it back and put the dead nigger in betwixt it. They cart them down to the graveyard on the place and not bury him deep enough that buzzards wouldn't come circling around. Niggers mourns now, but in them days there wasn't no time for mourning. Mary Reynolds.
We shall make our audience attentive to show that the matters which we are about to discuss are important, novel, or incredible, or that they concern all humanity or the immortal gods or the general interest of the state. Thus speaks Cicero.
You're never gonna run no more away.
I won't run. Salter back. Give it 20 more.
Novel or incredible?
Aunt Cheney was just out of bed with a suckling baby one time, and she run away. Some say that was another baby of Martha's breeding. She don't come to the house to nurse her baby, so they misses her. And old Solomon gets the nigger hounds and takes her trail. Alice.
Mama.
Your mama been dead for 5 days, girl.
Rub that salt in now. Rub it in.
Don't you tell me again. You tell me you're free again. Say it, bitch.
I don't know what you want me to say.
They get nearer, and she grabs a limb and tries to hide herself in a tree. But them dogs grab her and pull her down. Them dogs grab her and pull her down. But them dogs grab her and pull her down.
Alice, it's Dana and Sarah. You have to come back to us.
I don't know if she can come back to where she's going to.
What you want me to say, Martha? What you want me to say?
Tell me you're free. By God, say you're free. God damn it.
But I'm not.
You're goddamn right you're not.
Nigel.
Or that they can serve all humanity or the immortal gods.
Don't you know nothing, you ignorant wench? That Bucky's dead. Dead!
Or that they can serve all humanity or the immortal gods, or the general interests of the state. that speaks good old Sicily, the greatest of all of us.
Nigel!
Alice. Alice, it's Dana. That's because I'm putting the brine to your back.
I don't want it.
Dana, put something in it can heal you.
I want to die.
No, you don't. You can't die, Alice. You can't.
Why not? Nigel gone?
You just can't. Not yet.
You're going to stop me.
Please don't die.
Where am I?
The Whalen place. Rufus.
He bought me?
Yes.
So I'm a slave?
Yes. Legally. Yes. This last one gonna hurt a little bit more. A wound deep.
Why? Why can't I even die right? Why can't I even die?
Child, don't you think we all ain't asked ourselves that question?
And what's the answer,
Sarah?
They kill your boy. They killed Nigel.
I know that. Dana and me buried him last month.
Last month?
What do you mean?
Last month? You've been in a state of shock.
Sit still, girl.
I'm almost done here.
So tell me, oh wise woman, what reason we got? What reason folks like us got to go home?
Because even if there is a promised land, who to say we won't be slaves there just like here? Ain't nobody know. But here, at least we can wring our very own necks, now can't we? Oh, yeah. Even a slave can do that if she knows where to twist.
The announcement fell upon the little circle in that rude log cabin like a thunderbolt. I can remember the scene as if it were but yesterday. How my father cried out against the cruel separation. His last kiss. His wild straining of my mother to his bosom. A solemn prayer to heaven. The tears and sobs. The fearful anguish of broken hearts. The last kiss. The last goodbye. And he, my father, was gone, gone forever. The shadow eclipsed the sunshine, and love brought despair. The parting was external. The cloud had no silver lining, but I trust that it will be all silver in heaven. We who are crushed to earth in heavy chains, who travel a weary, rugged, thorny road, groping through midnight darkness on earth, earn our right to enjoy the sunshine in the great hereafter. Elizabeth Kempe.
You got to be patient, Dana. It hasn't been that long.
It's been over 2 months since you sent my last letter.
Well, Kevin could have moved again, could have done anything. I think you ought to give him a little more time to answer.
Answer what? When he knows I'm back, he'll come.
Yeah, I suppose. It's been 5 years.
Suppose all you want, Rufus. You sent my letters, didn't you?
I told you I sent them. You've got to trust me, Dana. I trust you.
I wish I could go into town and mail a simple letter.
Dana, how's Alice doing?
Sarah and I have almost got her back to health. But the beating traumatized her. At first, she didn't realize that you bought her, Rufus. That she's a slave.
But now she knows.
Now she knows.
Hmm. Will you talk to her? She thinks highly of you.
Talk to her about what?
About her and me. Damn. Another storm on the way, I guess.
What do you mean?
Well, the pressure's done fallen a good quarter inch on Daddy's barometer.
So it has. Rufus, I can't stop you from raping the woman, but I'm not going to help you do it either.
You want her to get hurt?
Of course not. But you've already decided to hurt her, haven't you? Let her go, Rufus. Free her. Hasn't she suffered enough because of you?
She'll never get away from me again. Never. It's like you and Kevin.
Please.
You want Kevin the way I want Alice. And you had more luck than I did, because no matter what happens now, for a while he wanted you too.
Rufus, nothing you can say to me is going to ease your way with Alice.
No. How about this? You talk to her, talk some sense into her, or you're going to watch while my overseer beats some sense into her.
Is that what you call love?
By damn, don't you talk to me like that.
Don't you touch me, Rufus.
Where the hell did you get that knife?
Don't come near me or I will open you from stem to stern.
I can have you killed for that.
I'll kill you right now if you come any closer.
You think you're white? You don't know your place any better than a wild animal. You think you own me because you saved my life a couple times.
Back off, Rufus.
If I ever caught myself wanting you like I want her, I'd slit my own throat.
I'd slit it for you.
Help me, Dana. Go to her. Send her to me. I'll have her whether you help or not. All I want you to do is fix it so I don't have to beat her. You're no friend of hers if you don't do that much.
In some other time or place, you might have been a good man. But you are not a good man, Rufus.
Do what I ask you! Oh, for the love of God, Dana. Please. I've got to get that new hay in before the rain.
What rain?
The rain that the Quicksilver says is coming. I'll be out with the field hands this afternoon getting in the hay. When I get back, Alice needs to be here waiting.
Well, what is it? I know you enough now. I can tell when you got something to say.
Rufus sent me to talk to you. He wants you tonight.
He sent you to tell me that?
No.
Well, what did he send you for?
To talk you into going quietly and to tell you you'd be whipped if you resist.
Well, I'm a slave now. And so are you. You done told me what the master wants. What? Why don't you get out of here?
It looks like you have three choices.
Choices?
You can go to him and do as he orders. You can refuse and be whipped and then have him take you by force. Or you can run away.
Dana, what am I going to do?
I can't advise you. It's your body.
Not mine. Mm-mm. He paid for it, didn't he?
Did he pay you?
You know he didn't pay me. Oh, what's the difference? Whether it's right or wrong, the law says he owns me now. I don't know why he hasn't already whipped the skin off of me, the things I said to him.
You know why?
I ought to take that knife of yours and cut his damn throat. Now go tell him that. Tell him I'm talking about killing him.
Tell him yourself.
Do your job. That's what you're for? To help white folks keep niggas down. They'd be calling you mammy in a few years. You'd be running the whole house. Why? Why you let me talk to you like this?
You're mad at everything.
Damn right.
And I'm the only one you can take it out on that won't hurt you back.
Would you go to him?
We're in different positions.
He's just like your husband?
He's nothing like my husband.
My husband's dead. I got to run away, I guess. Where are you going?
To stall Rufus. If I can work it, I think I can get him to let you off tonight. That will give you a start.
No. Dana, no.
What are you saying?
I can't. I can't run again. You'd be hungry and cold and sick out there. And so tired you can't walk. Then they find you and set dogs on you. My Lord, the dogs! Then they tie you up and drag you behind a horse for miles in the dirt and stones. Then they beat you and it don't stop. No, and day after day it don't stop. I can't run again. I don't feel alive enough to do it. Not with Nigel gone.
He had an ugly fashion of stripping himself quite naked and ordering me then to wash him in a tub of water. This was worse to me than all the licks. Sometimes when he called me to wash him, I would not come. My eyes were so full of shame. He would come to beat me. I then told him I would not live longer with him, for he was a very indecent man, very spiteful, and too indecent, with no shame for his servants, no shame for his own flesh. So I went away to a neighboring house and sat down and cried till the next morning. When I went home again, not knowing what else to do, Mary Prince.
I've got to talk to you, Sarah. I gotta get making this stew. I'll help you peel the potatoes.
All right, then. Take this in there. Save them peelings for the hogs.
Okay.
How's Alice?
Caught in a trap, trying to stop herself from chewing her leg off.
I know that feeling. Now, look at here. Cut off the bad places like the one there and put them aside for the colored folks potion.
Sarah, what if I told you that this would pass? That slavery wasn't going to last forever? It isn't even going to last another 50 years.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember your mother?
Not much.
Your father?
My mother was bred to a fella from old Judge Hawson's farm and never knew him.
If your mother hadn't gotten pregnant by your father, you wouldn't be alive.
That's so.
If you could have somehow stopped them from using your mother as
a breeder.
If you could have somehow stopped that, but it would mean that you were never born, would you do it? Would you stop your own birth from happening to save your mother from that life?
You know, Master Tom sold my first boy down in Alabama. I thought it was the deepest hurt I could bear. But I can bear it. I can bear it. When he sold my second, I knew that I was wrong. There was a deeper hurt. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Then he sold my third. But he left me Nigel like it was a kindness.
And now Nigel is dead.
Some days I'm so glad to be alive, I can barely stand it. I spend hours and hours pondering how it's going to end up.
How it will end up?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't know what you mean.
If you tell anybody, colored or white, what I'm about to say to you, I'll do whatever I can to get you killed.
Sarah?
You still want to hear?
Tell me.
I done seen Master Tom to his grave. And Miss Margaret clean out of her mind. Now, Master Rufus, I want to live long enough to see him dead. It won't be long. He done got his mama's weak mind. It gonna break soon. And when it does, then I'll be done. Done with the Whalens.
Sarah, did you have anything to do with those things?
I'm just a nigger cook. Remember how I told you I beat them biscuits with that hatchet?
I remember.
The more you beat them, the higher they rise. Put them potatoes in the stew, would you?
Yes, ma'am. There they go.
Now run out and get some water in this bucket.
All right. What will you do while I'm gone?
What you think? I still be slaving at the stove, stirring in the rest of the fixings.
The fixings?
Don't you be giving me that look like you think I was up to something. We got to get the master stew cooked by sundown, girl. That's all there is to it.
It was on a lovely spring morning, and when I marked the sunlight dancing here and there, its beauty seemed to mock my sadness. For my master, whose restless craving and vicious nature roved about day and night seeking whom to devour, had just left me with stinging, scorching words, words that scathed ear and brain like fire. How I despised him. I thought how glad I should be if someday when he walked the earth, it would open and swallow him up and disencumber the world of a plague. Harriet Jacobs.
Dana, teach it.
And you won't hate me if I do this?
I never did hate you.
What?
I just feel sorry for you is all.
Damn you. Come here! Not fair. It's not fair.
No, it ain't. If I get you a child, you'll treat it right.
Yes. Please, Alice. I want.
You poor thing.
I have as much muscle as any man and can do as much work as any man.
I have plowed and reaped and husked and chopped and mowed. And can any man do more than that? I have heard much about the sexes being equal. I can carry as much as a man and can eat as much as one, too, if I can get it. I'm as strong as any man that is now. So, Judge.
You got the water boiling, Dana. It's boiling. Use them tongs to pull that knife out the wall. Then bring it here. All right. Got it. Wrap the hammer in the rag.
Here's the knife.
What is it? What is it? It's a girl, Jack. It's a beautiful little girl, Alice.
Oh. Oh. A girl. Got me a girl.
This little one got a birth cow.
A what?
A cow over the eye. See that?
Oh, yes. It looks like a piece of the placenta or something.
It's a cow. We burn this. It has power.
What do you mean?
For good or for ill, we burn this and make a wish. You take it.
Oh, okay.
Put it in the stove fire.
Are you sure?
This a lucky girl. Put that cow in the stove fire.
Here goes.
Now wish, but don't tell nobody.
I'm wishing. What you gonna call this girl, Alice?
Hagar. Her name, Hagar. Make a wish for Hagar, then. Will it come true?
You wish on a birth cow, in time
it will, in time.
Have you taken a book on animal husbandry from the library?
Me? Certainly not.
I could have sworn Daddy had a book on veterinary medicine. My mare's done come down lame.
Rufus, Alice had her baby.
How is she?
Alice is fine. You have a new baby daughter.
Oh, good. Alice is all right, though.
Yes. The child's name is Hagar.
What?
Your daughter.
Ugly name. That's from the Bible, isn't it?
Yes, the Old Testament. She was born. Hagar was finally born.
Of course she was born.
Hagar is born. Now it's finished. As soon as Kevin gets here, I can go.
What? Where are you going?
Home.
This is your home.
You know that's not true.
You belong here. Now that Mama's dead, you're the woman of the house.
Hardly. There's Sarah.
Sarah, the cook?
She was your father's mistress, Rufus. Like Alice is to you.
It ain't the same. She's just a cook.
Tell me this. Is Hagar, is your new daughter, a slave?
Of course she is. She's black, ain't she?
Then you are the same as your father.
Well, I won't ever sell her.
But you won't set her free?
I don't know. I told Alice I might.
Rufus, I've written another letter to Kevin. I'd like you to post it.
Won't do no good.
What?
How many have you written to him? Half a dozen or more? He ain't coming. Things change. Why would he want to come back here?
I'd like you to mail this letter.
He got run off, you know, for opening a school and trying to teach niggas to read at night. He's not welcome in these parts anymore.
If you won't mail this, I'll seal it and stamp it myself.
Stay away from there!
Now, where do you keep the sealing wax? Oh, God.
Doesn't matter.
The letters. All my letters to Kevin.
He wouldn't have come anyway. He found a white woman.
You don't know that.
I'm sure he did. He belongs with his own kind.
You lied to me, Rufus. You swore you mailed my letters.
It wouldn't have done a lick of good. You belong here. This is your home, Dana.
Oh, God. What am I going to do?
Found anyone you want to jump the broom with?
What would you do if I had found someone?
Sell him.
One husband is enough for me.
Kevin?
Of course.
He's a long way off. He ain't coming here.
Don't talk stupid.
You watch your mouth.
Watch yours.
I could have you beat so bad, I ought to have you... God damn it!
Will you mail these letters to my husband, Rufus?
I don't owe you that.
Rufus, I saved your life.
I don't care.
You'd better care.
I want you to stay.
I don't want to stay here.
Alice stopped hating me. She hated me at first when I wouldn't let her go, but she stopped. She saw that I needed her. I wonder how long it'll take you.
He tied me with a rope by both arms and carried me to the smokehouse. When he got in, he threw the rope over the joist of the smokehouse and left me there all night. He just allowed my toes to touch the floor when he tied me up by my wrists. But my child, the Lord was with me that night. I managed to get my wrists out of the rope and sat up nodding in the smokehouse all that night. I was afraid to let him see me down, so just as he was about to unlock the door the next day, I slipped my hands back into the rope. He thought I had been tied all night, but bless the Lord. Sadly,
you won't go back to the future, you know.
What?
If you get beat again, you won't go back. You know why? I said, you know why? Because you've been beat before and you know it won't kill you. Oh, it'll hurt like the dickens, but it won't kill you. And if you ain't gonna die, you don't go back.
What do you want, Rufus?
Come to take you out of here, this place.
Maybe I like it here.
There ain't room to stand in there, nor to stretch out if you're lying flat. Did they hit you much?
Enough.
Did you get dog bit?
Yes. But I bit back until a man hit me again.
Come on with me, Dana. Let's go home.
Yeah. I'm being sold south. The Mississippi, I hear.
No.
That's what I hear. They don't tell me anything, of course. It lays out there.
So you're mine now.
What?
I bought you.
Did
did you, Rufus?
Oh, sweet.
Here. Come on. Lean on me. That's right.
Oh,
please be quiet till I get you home with me.
I couldn't get back when they hit me. I couldn't get back when they beat me. I knew it wouldn't kill me. So I couldn't get back to the future.
You're already home, Dana. You should know that by now.
Oh, God.
Oh, hush up, my dog. I'll feed you soon. I got dinner cleaned up a little. Now, give me that paste from that bag of hers.
Hush now, baby.
This thing filled with mush? I've been hearing what Dana's saying, even if she is half crazy. Something in that mush makes swelling go down. It kills something we can't even see.
You used some of that on me, didn't you?
Child, I seem more lash welt than anybody ever should. We mixed this with the brine and it works. I never seen nothing else that ever eased the whip welts at times. But this mess here.
Oh, God, that stings.
Oh. You're awake now. You want me to use some of this from your bag that we used on Alice?
Bactine. Yeah, I don't think it was marketed for beating victims, but what the hell.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Alice.
Mm-hmm. I guess you ain't what I thought.
What's that?
A white nigga.
No.
I guess we all in that same bad place. I go fold this piece of skin back to where it belongs now.
It's a pretty bad place. What am I going to do? Rufus didn't send any of my letters to Kevin. And now I'm legally his property.
He keeps saying that he's doing things out of love. But he keeps ending up owning more of us body. And so, it's the funniest kind of love.
Oh, he doesn't own my soul. Or yours either.
He owns my child. My baby girl. It's the same thing. Come here, child. Come here. Here's some milk. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Do you hate him, Alice? Do you hate him for what he's done to you?
I passed hate now, girl. Long past that. It's something harder now.
Yeah. That's right, little girl. Take the milk, baby.
Nobody forget nothing. They think we dumb animals that don't remember what was done. But we remember. I remember. I remember my sons, my four strong sons.
Sarah, I'll get better. And I won't forget it.
Oh, sorry, baby. Sorry. Just a couple of more cuts. And that'll be all for this time.
This time.
One time, Maza hired me and a nigger boy, Turner, to work for some ornery white trash named Kid. One day, Turner goes off and don't come back. Old man Kid say, I know, Daddy. And he tied my wrists together and stripped me. He hanged me by the wrists from a limb on a tree and strapped my legs around the trunk. Tied my feet together. Then he beat me. He beat me worse than I ever been beat before. And I faint dead away. When I come to, I'm in bed. I didn't care if when I died. Mary Reynolds.
What, Daddy?
That's a barometer. It says, it says the pressure is low. That means a storm might be coming, even though it's sunny outside right now. Don't be messing with that or you break it.
Yes?
That's a book.
Play with it?
Not yet.
But soon.
I done told you she would learn to read, and she'll write. I promised Alice.
Let her play with the slate, then.
All right, here, honey. This is a slate board, and this is good Alabama chalk. One of these days, Dana will learn you to make your letters with it. See how you can draw pretty pictures?
Okay.
All right, here you go. No, don't eat it, honey. Write with it. That's it. Now, you just play with that for a while. That fancy pen of yours is starting to run out, Dana.
This is the last ballpoint from my bag. I brought a 10-pack with me. I guess from now on it's quills and inkwells.
I've seen you using those. That'll be a trial for you at first. You're left-handed. I don't know why your schoolmaster didn't beat that out of you. Mine did.
You're left-handed?
Not no more.
I wondered where that came from in my family.
How would I know about your family?
I guess you wouldn't. Okay, Rufus, this is the final letter for the week. This one ought to keep the creditors off your back until the tobacco comes in.
I hope so. You're much better than I am at that.
I've had a lot of practice. After you get the 19th century jargon down, it's basically the same thing as shuffling your payments between credit cards.
Tobacco?
That sure is a tobacco leaf, honey. It sure is.
Tobacco.
2 years old and she's already a farmer like her father.
I saw you out in the fields yesterday.
I thought I should take a look at your agricultural enterprises, since I've been spending so much time discussing them in those letters.
I saw you talking to somebody.
I talked to several people.
To Sam.
I suppose I did.
He told you that it was too bad you were already spoken for.
It was an innocent remark. And how did you find that out?
Never mind.
Rufus, you didn't beat that man, did you?
I could have. You can't go with him, Dana.
Of course I can't. I'm married to Kevin.
That ain't all that I mean.
What else do you mean?
I mean that I won't have it. Sam ain't gonna have you.
Of course not. I am not interested in Sam.
You know as well as I do that we're near bankruptcy.
Rufus, are you threatening to sell that man?
I'm about to lose the farm, Dana. If that happens, every one of you will be sold off. He shouldn't have ought to have been fresh with you.
He asked me to teach his brother and sister to read, Rufus. That's all. Rufus!
It better be.
God help your soul, Rufus Whalen.
What's that, honey? What have you drawn?
Cotton.
Why, it sure is. That's cotton, honey. Sure as shooting.
Cotton.
April 1826. Dearest Kevin, my love, I do not know where or if ever this letter will find you. I have been on the Whalen plantation now for nearly 3 years. I miss you more every day. I am and always a prisoner here, even though I am not in physical chains. If it were not for the women whom I live among, I could not bear this life. In many ways, our bondage brings us together. But to rely on one another completely would be as big a mistake as to depend only on ourselves.
No! Something ain't right!
Oh, it done turned around the wrong way!
Ah! Ain't right!
I'm working on it, girl! Who are you pushing so hard you're gonna break my hand?
Ah!
Oh, you got a boy child this time.
I love you so much, I can't stand it.
What you say?
I can't stand to ever see him go away.
Never. Never. Never.
August 15th, 1826. Oh, Kevin, slavery tears at every human bond. Now that the little girl Hagar has been born, along with her brother John, I know that my family will continue, that my grandmother and mother are safe. At least I hope the danger to them has passed. Alice is planning another run to freedom. Should I help her? To do so will put my family in danger once more. She has asked me to obtain for her some laudanum in order to keep the babies quiet on her journey.
Of course I want it. What's the matter with you?
The baby's only a few weeks old.
You get me the stuff so I can leave when I want to.
I've got it.
Give it to me.
God damn it, Alice. You keep working on him and you'll get what you want and live to enjoy it.
Don't you know? He'll never let any of us go. I got to go before I turn into what people call me. I got to go before I turn into what you are.
Alice doesn't mean it, I think. Yet still the words hurt. What kind of place is this, Kevin? Where the very notion of having any white blood could make me feel like a monster.
Why you let her talk to you like that? She can't get away with that with nobody else.
I don't know. Guilt, I suppose.
You ain't done nothing to be guilty of. Not like some. Something else troubling that girl.
What?
Everything all twisted up inside her like old gnarled root. I know how she feels. She jealous. Them children is the only hope she has. And that hope depends on Master Rufus.
Are you saying Alice is jealous of me?
For her children, baby. I know it don't make sense, Daddy.
September 28, 1826. All is uncertainty of Kevin. Rufus swears he will never sell his children. Most days I believe him. He is growing more and more erratic and capricious. It's hard to tell if he has a mental illness peculiar to himself, or if it's just the fact of his slaveholding eating away at his being. Do you mean to free the boy, Rufus?
I think so.
Rufus, answer me straight.
Yes, I will free them when they can look after themselves.
Why not now?
Because they're my hold.
Your hold?
On Alice. And you?
Why do you think they're a hold on me?
I'm not sure why, but there's some connection. The same as between you and me. I can feel it. But I'll set them free when the time comes.
The least you could do is go and tell Alice.
When I get around to it.
October 7th, 1826. Rufus toys with us all like a spoiled boy, Kevin. He is not a good man. I am no longer under that illusion. But it's possible that he means it, that he'll set the children free. Alice is having none of this.
It don't matter what he says. Did he show you any free papers?
No.
When he does, and you read them to me, maybe I'll believe him.
October 25th, 1826. I don't blame Alice for her doubts, but still I don't want her to go. And I don't want her to risk Hagar and John. Hell, Kevin, I don't want her to risk herself. Elsewhere, under other circumstances, I would probably have disliked her. But here, we have a common enemy to unite us.
You did what?
It was just because she's getting so... She won't do like she used to.
Sleep with you?
No, she'll do that.
What then?
It'll remind her that it's me that's important. That she has to...
Feel something?
That's right.
And you thought that telling her you were going to sell her children might make her love you more?
She'll never love me.
You got her man killed and now you threaten to sell her children?
I didn't have nothing to do with Nigel getting killed.
No, certainly not.
One day that smart mouth of yours is going to get you in trouble that I can't get you out of. You go around acting like some wild animal, not properly
broken to serve my rightful master? I'm not the one behaving like an animal, Rufus.
November 18th, 1826. I am in shock, Kevin. We found Alice hanging from her neck on a rafter in the barn. She had asked Sarah to look after the children for the afternoon in the kitchen, then gone straight there. She climbed a stack of hay, then kicked the straw from under her feet. Her neck didn't even snap. She just slowly choked to death. All alone.
Alice! Help me! Help me get her down!
I'll go get some from the kitchen to cut her down with.
I've got a knife.
Lord! Where'd you get
it? I always carry it.
Please cut her down. Alice!
Okay, you can stand on the milk and stew.
Okay, here.
Okay. You got to hold on. Master Rufus.
Yeah, I've got her. Alice. I've got her.
I'm cutting the rope.
Oh, I dropped her. I couldn't hold her. Let me just... I'll set her here. Help me put her in the hay, Sarah.
Yes, Mr. Rufus.
Rufus, move back and
I'll... What have I done, Alice?
Move back, Rufus, and I'll cut the rope from her neck.
You go stay here with him, Dana.
Yes, I'll stay.
I gotta get back to the kitchen and look after those two children.
Kevin, Rufus had told Alice he was going to sell her children. It was just a little lie. Of course he wasn't, he claimed. She should have known better than to believe such a thing, Rufus said. Oh, Kevin, this is growing too much for me to bear. I fear that I will have to find some way to return to our time. I hold no illusions that I will escape if I attempt to run away again. Abolition is still a fond wish in the North and not a reality anyone believes they can make happen. Even if I made it out of Maryland, bounty hunters could catch me in Philadelphia, even in New York, and bring me back. And it is not coming back so much that I fear, so much as what they'll do to me when they catch me. Now my only friend here is Sarah. Sarah now has charge of the little girl who will become my ancestor. I am all alone, and I long for you, my husband, my only love.
Sent you letters.
You... What letters?
The ones you've been writing to your maid.
How do you get them past Rufus?
He ain't himself these days. I put them in the mailbag when he went to send them letters he always sends. Diego at the post office seen him put yours in the mail. Said he just pushed them all at Postmaster Kennedy and walked out.
But Rufus always checks that bag.
Master Rufus ain't himself lately.
He's been distraught.
Yeah, that must be it.
Sarah, is there something I'm not understanding here?
Something you never did understand?
What is it, Sarah?
I never hated him like I did his father. So... he gets to slip away slow, like Miss Margaret slipped away.
Gets to slip away? What are you saying?
I never did have much use for people and, you know, what they say. But something been vexing my mind these days.
What?
Alice. I never did mean for nothing to happen to that girl.
Alice made her decision.
Or was it that Master Rufus pushed her into hanging herself?
Of course he had something to do with it, but she also chose for herself. What difference does it make, Sarah?
It makes a difference to me. Look over there. In that pie safe. Behind the flower. There.
It's a book.
Used to belong to Master Tom. I took it out of his library. Ain't nobody missed it. Not for 8 years now.
What book is it, Sarah? Schofield's Guide to Husbandry and...
It's a book about animals. How to take care of them.
A veterinary manual.
That's right. There's lots in there I still can't read, but most of it I figured out the most important thing.
These woodcut illustrations are beautiful.
It have another part. A part on how to put them down when they're too sick to cure so they don't feel no pain. The farm animals.
The barometer in Rufus's study. The mercury.
Quicksilver is what they call it in that book.
You've been slowly poisoning all the ways.
Master Rufus been in pain since he was a young'un. I easing the pain for him.
You're right. Reading is worse than guns in the hands of a slave.
I don't like to see nobody suffer too much. I just been putting him out of that pain. Like I did his daddy and his mama. Like I would any poor sick animal. The good Lord said in the Bible, vengeance is mine.
You think that's right? You're asking me if you are responsible for Alice's death since you've been slowly driving Rufus mad?
Well,
where I come from, you see pictures of this place, of this time. Woodcuts, daguerreotypes. They're all in black and white. But here I am and it's color everywhere. I have no idea what to tell you, Sarah.
Well, I guess I just wanted to say what I done so I could see it better for myself. Oh. You ready for some of this soup?
It isn't done. It...
Oh, Lord, child. You don't have to be scared of the likes of me.
Early December, 1826. Dearest Kevin, my letters are away to you, my love. The weeks have passed so slowly since that day Sarah gave me the news. I can only wait now with dread and longing. Will you come? Can we finally leave this place? Already the future seems so dim to me. Did we really come from another world? Or is it my dream? Like the other slaves dream of a distant promised land that is one day awaiting them. But you are not a dream, Kevin. I know you're real, and I'm waiting here for you. I'm waiting. Your wife, Dana.
Get up! Get up there!
Rufus, where's Sarah?
Oh! I gotta get that damn barometer fixed. Can't always be going to rain.
Rufus, I've looked everywhere and I can't find her.
Everything at Daddy's is broke and needs fixing. The money's leaking away like water in a rusted bucket.
We're holding things together. Rufus, I can't find Sarah or Hagar. What have you done with them? Have you sold them?
I ought to tell you that I did just to put you in your place for once.
You didn't sell them.
No. I sent Hager and John off last night and Sarah with them to Baltimore. Sarah got a job at my Aunt Tilda's. Oh, you hear something?
No, nothing.
Daddy never had any use for Tildy, even though she was his sister. Said she was a goddamn abolitionist sympathizer, they say. At least she doesn't hold with slavery.
Did you say Sarah has a job?
For wages.
You freed her?
I only freed Sarah so she could look after Hager and John. Besides, I owe Sarah. She showed loyalty to my family for many years.
Yes, she has. So you freed them all?
They got papers. It's in writing. And anyway, Tildy will keep them as much out of harm as can be.
I'm glad you did it, Rufus. Alice would be glad.
I didn't do it for Alice. I did it for you.
You did what for me?
Not yet. I ain't ready yet.
What are you talking about, Rufus? It's probably one of your creditors coming to visit.
I heard he was in town.
Who? What are you doing, Rufus?
He can't have you. I won't sell.
What are you talking about?
I did it for you. I freed them for you. You can love me now. There's somebody out there, by hell. If I can't have you, by God, nobody will.
Rufus, what are you doing?
Yes, yes.
Rufus!
Oh, come in, sir.
Kevin! Kevin! What have you done, Rufus?
Get back from him.
What have you done?
I said get back. I'll by God shoot you. I'll by God shoot him.
What?
That's right. Get away from him.
Rufus, his head is bleeding where you hit him.
He's not dead. I just hit him with the pistol butt. I could have killed him, you know. If I had wanted to, I could have pulled the trigger. But I didn't. You ought to thank me.
Thank you?
Hell, I can't kill the bastard anyway, because then you'll never see.
What are you talking about?
My legs are about to give out. I got to sit down. Come over here, girl.
I've got to take care of my husband.
You do what you're told for once, or I'll use this pistol.
All right. Stay calm. Stay calm, Massa Rufus.
Hush with that. You ain't fooling me. You don't mean it. You know, I used to have nightmares about you, Dana. They started when I was little, right after you pulled me out of the river. Remember the river?
Of course.
I'd dream about you, wake up in a cold sweat of fear.
I've never hurt you, Rufus.
You don't understand. I'd dream about you leaving me.
I will leave. I have to. I don't belong here.
Yes, you do. As far as I'm concerned, you do. You leave, and sooner or later you'll come back. But in my nightmares, you leave without helping me. You walk away and leave me dying.
I haven't done that yet.
When I was with Alice, I didn't have the dreams anymore. Alice made them go away. Now they've come back.
Rufus, you don't need me to live.
Of course I do. You're going to take Alice's place.
What?
When you sent Alice to me that first time and I saw how much she hated me, I thought, I'll fall asleep beside her and she'll kill me. She'll set fire to the bed. I thought about all that, but I wasn't afraid. Because if she killed me, that would be that. But if I lived, I would have her. And by God, I had to have her.
You're so lost, Rufus. So lost. Please let me help Kevin.
You got to save me. You got to make the dreams go away.
But I don't want to save you.
I can make you do anything I want. I'll do it right here. I'll do it right now, by hell. Come here. That's right.
Please take your hands off me, Rufus.
I'll do what I want. I'll touch you where I want.
Don't you move, by God. Don't you, by God, move.
You finally made me hate you.
Mine. Mine. Don't move.
Pull up your pants, Rufus.
Dana, you got to see that you're all mine now.
Don't do this, Rufus.
Dana.
Kevin!
Shut up. Shut up.
Dana, I got your letter. So happy. What's going on?
I wanted to let him go. He is a white man after all, but I have to kill him, don't I? I just have to kill him.
Leave my wife alone, you bastard.
She's my property. I bought her. She's mine.
Kevin. Oh, God, Kevin.
You didn't leave me any choice, though, did you, Mr. Franklin? It's my sworn duty to protect my property.
Nobody owns Dana.
This pistol says I own her. You hear me? You ain't listening to me, are you? You never did know right from wrong. Neither one of you did. I guess I've got to show you. I guess I just got to show you both. She's mine. I won't let you take her. She's my...
You don't own me. You'll never own me. Ever. Never, you bastard! Never!
No! Oh, Dana! Please don't!
You...
No!
You killed him. All that blood.
Kevin, are you all right? Kevin?
I'm fine. He missed me by a mile. Did that man?
I mean, he hurt me, but nothing more. Oh, God! Thank God you're alive! Oh, Kevin!
Yes. He forgot about your switchblade.
Oh, he never thought that I would use it. But I warned him. I warned him once that I would kill him if he ever... Oh, God. Kevin, Kevin, grab my hand.
Oh, God, you're starting to bleed.
Touch my hand, Kevin.
Dana.
I got you.
Oh, God, here it comes.
But something isn't right.
We're going home.
Something isn't right.
Look at your arm. It isn't fading with us. Stop touching Rufus. Let go the switchblade, Dana!
I can't! I can't let go! My fingers won't work! You can't let go of the knife!
She's coming around now. Are you sure you should be here?
Of course I should be here. I'm her husband.
Mr. Franklin, this woman's left forearm is gone. Completely gone from the elbow down.
What are you implying? I put the tourniquet on her before the ambulance got there, you know.
There are stripes from beating on her back?
Yes. She was beaten. Long ago.
Kevin.
As her attending physician, you better believe that I've mentioned this to the police.
He didn't do it.
What's that you say, ma'am?
Kevin didn't do it.
None of it?
None of it.
Well, who is to blame then?
The times we live in.
The times? That's not any kind of explanation.
It will have to do. It will have to do.
I'll check back with you soon.
Did I get you anything, Dana? I mean, anything you want, I will find. I'm so glad you're alive.
Kevin, my arm is gone. I'm so almost 20.
I missed you so much.
Are you sure it's all right? You're not the woman I was.
Everything is finally all right again.
I lost my left arm. It's just gone.
I'm sorry, Dana. I'm sorry about all of it.
You know what?
What?
I like you better with the beard.
Really? You do?
Don't cut it off.
I love you, Dana.
I felt it. Every day. I feel it now.
Well, here we are. The house. Would you look at that? Somebody's charging $10 a pop for the grand tour. Looks better than it ever did. Well, in real life, I guess you'd call it.
They painted it white. How quaint.
What's all this they're growing around here?
Soybeans, I think.
I'm surprised they didn't relocate the cemetery or plow it under.
Somebody got it declared a historical landmark.
Well, they sure didn't keep the place up. Half of these gravestones are broken.
And the other half are knocked over.
Here's, no, this is for a Lucian Whelan.
That was his grandfather. My ancestor on Rufus's side.
Rufus could have made a will. He could have freed all of them. Your other ancestors.
He was 25. He probably thought he had plenty of time.
Stop defending him.
I'm defending myself in a way. I know why he wouldn't make that kind of will. I asked him and he told me.
Why?
He thought I'd kill him afterwards.
He may have said that, but I don't think he ever believed you'd actually kill him.
But I did.
When he was going to shoot me.
Self-defense.
Yes.
But the cost. All the Whelan slaves except for Sarah and Alice's children sold away.
It's over. It was always over.
I know. Why did I even want to come here? You'd think I would have had enough of the past.
Well, for the same reason I came. To touch solid evidence that those people existed. To reassure yourself that we're sane. I lost 8 years to that damn time. 8 years lost from you, Dana.
I know, my love. If we told anyone else about this, anyone at all,
they'd think we were crazy.
But both of us know the truth.
I'll be damned. Here it is, I think. The moss is so thick you can barely read the lettering.
I brought a knife. It's kind of hard for me to scrape the moss off with just one arm.
You manage most everything.
I need leverage. Here, I can open the knife well enough one-handed, but you clean the letters, okay?
Yeah, sure. There. That should just about do it.
Rufus Thelonious Whelan. Born 1802. Died 1827. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
There's a night back, Dana.
Thanks.
So, do we go in? Do we take the tour of the old Whelan place? It'll only set us back $20.
There are no tourists here. Besides, I have to be at my new job tomorrow night.
Yes. Yes, you do.
And you have to teach.
Yes.
Let's get out of here.
All right. It's all right by me.
If we take the bridge in Annapolis, we can make it back to Baltimore.